The laughter surprised me. I felt a surge of indignation towards it, but just as quickly it was gone, because I realized that I didn't understand their response of laughter, because they hadn't understood the point I was making. You might catch the irony of this by the end of this column. They were my leadership students last week, and I had carefully laid out a case for the importance of listening. One of the points I harped on was that good listening requires you to go against a lifetime of cognitive and social learning. You, reader, and I have the same wiring. We have all been taught to get it quick, nod affirmatively, try to fill in the missing pieces in your mind, or just ignore the part you're not sure you get. If I had 10 cents for every time I've nodded, often hoping that the puzzle pieces would come together in my mind, oh, how rich I would be. So I told my students, try this time to not understand. Ask me about the part you don't get. And I quit talking. One guy raised his hand and asked a really basic question. I don't mean basic in a bad way. I mean basic like the base, foundational. I took another cut then at explaining the point to him in the class. And as I did, I could see nods of true understanding this time. Then I asked the same question again. Okay, you guys, what do you not get? And the process repeated itself, exactly as the first. I was so excited, striding across the front of the room. I thanked the two interrogators. I said, "Your ignorance," but before I could finish my sentence, I heard the laughter that I referred to in the first sentence of this column rippling through the entire room. I finished. "Your ignorance was great leadership. Everyone benefited." I paused for a minute to reflect on their laughter and with an aha explained myself, "No, wait, when I say ignorance, I mean it as a huge compliment. That wasn't a jab. I mean Socratic ignorance, and Socrates was one of the wisest people to walk the earth. And his wisdom lay in his continuously acknowledging his ignorance and continuously seeking to understand better and more. Now, I still catch myself, number one, arguing with people before I even really know what they're saying, two, acting like I know what someone is saying when I'm not really sure, or three, just spacing out and missing what they're saying. I instead invite us all to go against our lifetimes of cognitive and social learning to show how quickly we know and instead practice Socratic not knowing to one, actually learn so much more, two, help others to better understand their own thoughts and feelings because sometimes they're unclear speaking because they are unclear in their thinking, and three, build a relationship of trust in order to work, live, and love better, and through such powerful, attentive listening, to lead with your best self.